Do you pray without ceasing? You know, the Bible says you should. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we're talking about prayer, and prayer obviously is critical if we want to be effective in sharing our faith.
John, when we share the truth and teaching of Christianity, the good news about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, nothing we see on the outside will make a difference without God doing a deeper work on the inside. Prayer helps us prepare to share, but it also prepares the heart, mind, and soul of the people we're reaching out to.
Okay, that said, I'm sure most of us feel like we don't pray enough already. No argument there. But then Paul goes and he sets the bar even higher, almost impossibly high. He says, pray without ceasing. Alec, is that even possible?
Listen to Paul's words in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, just as you don't walk around rejoicing and saying, thank you, God, for everything, every second of every day, Paul's not saying we need to spend our lives on our knees with our eyes closed, but every Christian ought to go through every hour of every day with a prayerful attitude, a spirit of rejoicing and thanksgiving.
That brings it a little closer, a little more doable, but how do we move toward cultivating this prayerful attitude and balance all of that with our other responsibilities?
Well, it can help to take a short prayer or a verse of scripture and carry it with you through the day. Now, it needs to be simple enough to keep in mind while you're walking, driving, or doing the dishes, but it can keep our mind focused on God and draw us deeper into His truth. Paul closes his letter to the Thessalonians with these words, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That's not a bad place to start. A prayer of thanksgiving to carry you through the day.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. Check out the website, reasonwhy.org.